VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. I think we can all agree that it feels pretty good to help other people, right? It can make us feel good about ourselves, like we can walk a little taller, or that we can actually make a little bit of a difference in the world. But what if those people we're trying to help didn't ask for that help, didn't even want that kind of help? Eek, things just got kinda awkward. Check out today's video if you aren't sure what I'm talking about. If you thought that companies that promise to give one of their products away when you buy one were always a good thing, Adam is going to ruin that little fantasy. In the meantime, let's get to the sentence of the day. They find the most extreme situations and make it look like the most common situation on the continent. Here's a pronunciation tip to keep in mind while you're working on that. The words make it can get linked together and sound more like may kit. Make it. Make it. All right. Here's that sentence one more time, a little more slowly. They find the most extreme situations and make it look like the most common situation on the continent. Let's check out some vocabulary from the sentence. Number one, extreme. This adjective means very severe or bad. For example, instead of imagining all the most extreme possibilities, let's just calm down first and look at the facts we actually know. Number two, situation. This noun means the set of things that are happening and the conditions that exist at a particular time and place. For example, it was a minor traffic accident, but the whole situation got out of hand fast when the drivers lost their tempers. And number three, continent. This noun means one of the seven large land masses on the Earth's surface, surrounded or mainly surrounded by sea and usually consisting of various countries. For example, if he can make the trip to Antarctica, Billy will be able to say he's been to all seven continents. I'll be honest, when I first heard about Tom's shoes from one of their ads, I thought it sounded great. I like the idea of helping others. I know that there are people in the world who are less fortunate than I. I wear shoes that I buy from a store. Oh, what's this? I can buy this pair of shoes and the company will help other people for me? Sounds great. Yeah, until you learn a little bit more about that company and what's actually going on behind the scenes. Here's the kicker. This isn't unique to Tom's shoes. Companies can get away with a lot in their advertising. I used to buy lotions and creams that said natural on the label because I thought that meant it was, well, natural, as in not filled with a ton of preservatives and chemicals. And then I found out that natural just means that at least one of the ingredients came from a plant. It doesn't mean the product is free of other chemicals or even that it's safe for people with allergies. It's just a word that companies use because it makes us feel good. So now I make sure to read the ingredients list before I buy any lotion or cream. And now, after this video, I surely won't be buying any buy one, give one products without doing my homework first. What about you? What's something that you used to do because you thought it was helpful until you found out otherwise? Let me know in the comments below. And as always, hit that record button when you're ready with your sentence. Catch you next time.